Speaking to reporters in Khartoum on Tuesday evening, Judge Suleiman Ahmed Mohammed says the dismissal of 151 Sudanese judges was illegal and violates their human and professional rights. Judge Ahmed says the firings include 39 judges from the High Court, 38 from the Court of Appeals, 30 from the General Court, 18 from the First Class, 4 from the Second Class, and 5 from the Third Class judges. He says the dismissed judges represented nearly 14% of the total 1,100 judges nationwide. Ahmed calls the move unfair and illegal.
This number has negatively affected the routine work of the courts, and as a result, it has also delayed access to justice for many Sudanese. The decision has hurt the interests of our people in accessing justice. Lawyers are aware of this, and all the Sudanese people who have been affected as well.
The judges were fired in August 2020 by a special committee tasked with dismantling the previous administration and recovering funds and assets stolen by officials in former President Omar al-Bashir's government. Judge Ahmed says the decision violates the independence of the country's judiciary.
The judiciary now has been totally politicized, and even judges in different courtrooms are afraid to pass a ruling in certain hearings. They fear of falling victims of yet another decision by the 11 judges who sit on the committee and who could target and accuse them of being supporters of the previous regime.
Ahmed says the families of the dismissed judges are now struggling to provide for their children's needs. He also points out that the country invested in training the judges, whom he says have acquired experience that could help the transitional government and the Sudanese people easily access justice.
The dismissal of judges has now become a spear to threaten judges in courtrooms. It has become an atrocity used to threaten our colleagues, which has led to the paralyzing of the judiciary. Cases that could be finalized in a few hearings are now taking long, as judges fear of falling victims of this committee.
Ahmed says the decision to sack the judges also violates international human rights laws, and the judges will seek to petition the Constitutional Court. If they fail in that arena, he says, the judges will take to the streets to demand reinstatement. He says their firings discourage foreign investment in a country whose justice system is weak.
We don't expect someone to risk his or her money by coming and investing in Sudan in this confusing situation. They could only come in if they knew the justice system of the country was well established and was able to provide them with justice. So when there is no justice, the investors will not attempt to come to the country.
The panel that fired the judges, formed in October 2019, was mainly tasked with investigating the assets and funds accumulated by members of the previous regime and to review employment documents at various institutions. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.